Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Well, Darren Farrell, if we're going to get to the World Cup, we won't be playing Scotland.
No, they're through. They've qualified automatically, which was some result for them. We'll touch on them in a moment. But I guess what we do know now, Gavin, is that the Republic of Ireland will be in pot three for those playoffs. We're going to be away for the semi-final against Czechia, that's the former Czech Republic, Slovakia, Poland or Wales. So that'll take place next
March.
What
do we want least?
I'm going to save that question for our guest who's joining us very, very shortly, 26th of March. And basically, we needed a number of results to go our way last night for us to get into that pot two. They didn't. So that we're on the road for the semi-final. If we win and we reach the playoff final, just for clarification, the draw will take place to see who was home advantage for that playoff final. And that'll be on... in terms of dates, it'll be on the following week then in March, end of March. And all to play for. Tomorrow's draw is at noon. You can watch it live on the RT News channel. And the player Paul Curry joins me now. And Paul has been up very late last night working through all the permutations and looking who we should be getting, Paul. What do you reckon, first of all, in that semi-final playoff? No pressure now.
Well, isn't it brilliant, Darren, that we're talking about potential opponents in the playoff? I think what's also going to be very exciting is the World Cup draw actually takes place on the 5th of December. So if we are to qualify out of this playoff campaign, we're going to know exactly who will be playing, where will we be playing. That draw takes place on December 5th.
Is that a good thing? Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, it's something we can get giddy about.
Okay.
But looking ahead, listen, this is going to be difficult. You mentioned it there, Darren, that pot two certainly would have given us an easier route to the World Cup being at home. As it stands, we're going to go on the road. I think irrespective of who we play, it's going to be high stakes, it's going to be tense, and it's going to be nervy. I think looking at the sides that we have within pot two to play, for me, the Poles are probably the one that we want to avoid. They had only one defeat in their group phase, three wins and a draw when they played at home in Warsaw. That draw came against the Netherlands, who they finished second in the group two. You've got Robert Lewandowski still going strong, four goals in the qualifying campaign. And just to give you an idea on the Poles, like, they've played, Darren, and they've stayed in the top Nations League group since the beginning of that competition. So give you a little bit of an understanding to how consistent that side are. So they're the team that stand out as, for me anyway, as the ones to avoid. And from Wales, Czech Republic and Slovakia, they're all pretty similar. Looking at Czech Republic, they finished behind Croatia in their group. It was a weak enough group, actually. They had the Faroe Islands, Montenegro and Gibraltar. They actually got beaten by the Faroe Islands within that campaign. There's not a huge amount of fear within the squad, probably a similar sort of quality to the likes of Hungary. They've got Soufal and Suchek, West Ham and ex-West Ham, and then Patrick Schick at the top end of the pitch. And then looking at Slovakia, steady enough qualifying campaign, impressive at home, three wins from three. They beat the Germans. They were beaten 2-0 in Belfast by Michael O'Neill's side. So probably Czech Republic and Slovakia, if I'm being honest, Darren. If I think of how successful we were against Portugal and against Hungary, it was playing in that low block. It was counter-attacking. It was being dynamic within those transitions. And looking at those two teams, I think that sort of setup will hurt those teams if we set up and play in that way. I think Wales becomes a little bit more of a local derby. There's obviously a lot of familiar names within those squads. Good progress under Craig Bellamy. It probably comes more of a 50-50 game. I think Czech Republic and Slovakia, Darren, are the teams that we can cause problems against.
Yeah, so win there and then hope and pray that we get a home final draw, maybe.
Yeah, that's it. And I think a lot of people will look at pot one and say, okay, the likes of Italy, Denmark, Turkey and Ukraine are guaranteed to go through. There could be an upset along the way. Some of those pot four teams could find themselves in the playoff final. But to your point, a home final would certainly help. You can imagine a packed out Lansdowne Road and the energy that would bring to the nation. But let's focus on the semi-final. Let's look at that draw. And then hopefully we have a fully fit squad. There's momentum and confidence behind Hamer's team.
What did you make of the Scots last night? That was some win. 4-2 win, two goals. They needed to win to qualify for the first World Cup since 98 and got them both in spectacular style in injury time.
Yeah, they were making hard work of it, Darren. The Danes were down to 10 men for the last 30 minutes. It looked as if when Shanklin's goal went in 78 minutes that they would kind of find their path from there, but the Danes pulled it back, and an unlikely hero in Kieran Tierney, super strike in the 93rd minute, and then the scenes. And I was listening to the radio comms you had earlier from the winner from Kenny McLean in the 98th minute. Incredible scenes, and they've made great progress over the last couple of months and years. Let's hope we're joining them, Darren.
Hope so. Paul Corrie, great talking to you, and thanks for painting a picture there. I'm feeling upbeat after talking to Paul there. I have more hope than I did a little bit earlier on. Thanks to Paul Corrie there. Disappointing day and night for the Irish under-17s and the under-21s. So the Irish 17s beaten 3-1 by Switzerland. So they don't qualify for the quarterfinals of the World Cup in Qatar there. And the 21s, this is really disappointing actually. 4-0 away loss to Andorra. Huge blow for their bid to qualify for the Europeans.
They weren't that far off England only a few days
ago. I know. And now Andorra are very good, Gavin, and we probably got a lot of luck against them at home in the match in Tala. Very good, but to go down 4-0 like that, it's not great. And especially the last two campaigns for the under-21s going so close to reaching a European finals, which would have been brilliant. We're missing a couple of key players who were away with the 17s as well. The Irish women's basketball team beaten by Israel last night in the Eurobasket qualifier in Riga, lost 93-80. So third now in the group, still in with a shot of progression in the competition for the final round of games. That'll be next March. And finally, reports that Henrik Stenson plans to return to the DP World Tour next season. He was relegated from the LIV Golf League this season, and one of the first players you might remember to join that LIV 3 years ago. And what happened? He lost the European Ryder Cup captaincy as a result. Well, looks like he's coming back. So that's your sport for now.
Darren, thank you. It is 8:42.